I just really wanted this sandwich idea to work, and so we were like thinking of ways to do it, and we had a couple of roadblocks, but I was like, we really need to have the sandwich idea. That to me just felt like it had the most engage. It's just engaging. Like you want to know what happens. So. Running down to the riptide, taken away to
the dark side. I wanna be your left hand. Vance, how are you, man?
Good, mate. Hey, thanks for having me, Mikey. Yeah, all going good.
Nice. Where are you in the world? Because you're not in Australia, are you?
No, I am over in Barcelona. My
nice.
My partner lives here, and yeah, so I've just been here for the last 2 weeks. And yes, it's going well.
Now you're moving house because there's nothing on the shelves behind you.
I know. I was just conscious of that. I was trying to make the view a bit more. We've got a little weaving here on the.
Yeah.
I'm getting distracted. There it is.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Luckily, I've got some. I got my guitar, some bed sheets. But this is like the kind of like extra bedroom that's not being used. So
nice.
Yeah, there needs. I'm gonna have to start. Make. I have to improve my back wall look. I'd appreciate that. So
I'm
put some
sure,
plants there or something.
Just I'm give sure it some the Yari Awards could go there.
they're back home in Melbourne. They're just I put them in safe places because they're so pointy. I'm scared of like people coming in the room and getting stabbed. So I just they didn't make it. They're too heavy as well to carry.
Yeah. How you been, man? Have you been all good?
Yeah, going well. I've been been enjoying the last like 18 months or whatever it's been like.
Yeah,
since the world changed a little quite a bit, and enjoyed. I you know being in Melbourne for a long period of time was good, and catching up with old mates and. Yeah, and now just being over here is really cool too, and it's nice to have some new music out. That I'm glad that I could actually write a song during lockdown and wasn't completely. I thought I was pretty unproductive, but at least something cool came out of it.
Well, it has been. Am I right in thinking 3 or 4 years since we've had something new from you?
Yeah, it's been at least 3 years. Like maybe even a little bit longer. Yeah, it's been a while. Goes a lot happens, but then when you really like boil it down, like it's a long break between music and I've been writing a lot of songs, but it's funny how you can do so many songwriting sessions or write a bunch of songs, but then when it comes down to it, you whittle it down and there's just like a little handful of songs. And so it's nice to finally be putting something back out and kind of just getting in the swing of even just the energy of having new music out and playing a new song is just always a great vibe.
How many songs have you written, for example, in the last 3 or 4 years to just put that little collection that we could, we got one now, but obviously there's more coming.
I think, I would say, I mean, I've started doing every now and then I do like songwriting trips to mainly LA, but also to London.
Yeah.
And when I'm there, I'll kind of do, like maybe, I guess you kind of control the amount of sessions you do just to not get too burnt out by it because they're kind of they're a taxing like engaging process. So if you do about 3 or 4 in a row with different people, I don't have the greatest stamina for it, but it can be kind of exhausting and mentally draining. But for everyone, every time you go to a session you write a song. So if I did like 50 sessions, I'd have 50 songs. But it's like it really it's such a lottery because you can just come out of it and be like, oh, it wasn't quite right. Maybe we didn't quite nail it today. It's really just like you can't. There's no guarantees. So even though you might have like it sounds amazing to have like 100 songs or 50 songs. It really is. I guess it ultimately it's just quality, not quantity. And it always just takes its own time. Like a good song just kind of I don't know. Like eludes me, like how you never can guarantee anything, and you can never be sure if a song is good or if people will like it. It's like even releasing this song, Missing Piece. Like I had no real expectations, and it seems to have gotten a warm reception. But you never there's no guarantees. It's just it's a funny business.
It's very interesting how it all works, really, doesn't it? When you're writing something, and then us as a listener can hear it. And the process to get it to being on the radio and the process behind it. And a lot of people don't really understand the effort and the time and I don't like that, or yes, I like that bit. And there's so much behind it in songwriting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny how, I guess as when you do anything a lot, you get better at your craft, but as well, like maybe having done it so much, I almost lose perspective of what is a good song. Like you say, like you show it to someone and then they might like it or not. But when I'm sitting there, like when I started writing songs, I thought all my all my songs are great. And I was like so excited even just to be trying to write a song. But then now a few years later, I'm like, I don't know, does this suck? And then someone be like, no, that's good. And you're like, okay, well, I guess I don't know anymore. You know, like it's funny how you lose a bit of perspective. Maybe your standards get a little bit higher, but as a result, you're kind of more even about the reactions to your songs. And you really rely on people to tell you.
Where are you at? It's interesting you say that. Where are you at now with your songwriting and releasing your music since obviously your big hit Riptide? I mean, to go from that to try and, I guess, keep that standard up high.
Yeah.
And when you say, oh, yeah, Van Stroy, oh, the Riptide guy. Running
down to the Riptide, taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand.
Like, yeah, how do you kind of balance all that out?
I think, yes. I mean, it's such a, Riptide is such a huge song, and it's such a, like a, I don't know, it's almost like a, one of those songs that it really came out in that moment. It's kind of embedded in that, I don't know, that feeling of the moment, you know, that time. So for me, it's like catching lightning in a bottle. So I'm so grateful to that song, but as well, like, yeah, I guess my tasks after releasing that song was just to keep making music that kind of could maintain it and not just be the person with just one song. And so you know, obviously for a lot of people, my name is always connected with Riptide, of course.
Yeah.
But if some fans look to the rest of my catalogue, I guess I wanted to have enough songs for there to be like enough for them to engage with and like, you know, to people who be like, oh, I'm a fan of his music in general. So
that's kind of been
my MO, I guess, since 2012 or 13, which is, I guess, a good thing. It's kind of always been giving me extra motivation.
How do you balance it out in having Riptide and not being known as the artist of the one-hit wonder as such? Because, I mean, a lot of artists have been there, and you're clearly not, which is amazing. But how do you – I don't want to be that Riptide one-hit wonder guy.
Yeah, I think it's really – I guess luckily, like at the time, like we didn't put the pedal down fully, like as hard as you can put it down on a song. If a song is popular, I think at the time, like I had no reference points. So maybe if I had a song like that big now, I'd be like, okay, let's put it on it. Let's do everything we possibly can to make the song the biggest song in the world. But at that time I was just like, okay, yeah, it's doing its thing, you know, and that's always what you have to let the song do its thing. But, so I think because it was my first song, it's kind of like we didn't beat people to death with it. I think that's a good thing. So I think and that kind of lets it live its life a bit longer. And then, for me, it's just like basically you rely on, well, I will always be that guy, but I'll always, I guess just try and embed it in the set to put other songs around it and just to, I mean, it's basically what I said, kind of just writing as many songs as you can to kind of, I guess, just fill out the picture a little bit and you know, make albums that people like and just try and hold on to those people that look for a couple more songs and keep listening, you know? So.
And great Aussie music too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so exactly. Rely on the friends and the local, like, you know, local audience to to delve a little deeper.
Now let's talk this new single, Missing Piece. Get in the description. It's about that missing piece, I guess, through COVID and through that times. But on a funny angle of it, the video clip. Why have we got tomato sandwiches at the start of the video? Where is the connection with tomato sandwiches to missing piece?
I'm in a room with you, that missing piece is found.
Well, I will say that there was, when I wrote this song with Joel Little over a Zoom call last year, there was no idea that would be a part of the song, or there was no sense of like, this is telling this story of the sandwich. But the film clip is just a very simple idea. And it's just my girlfriend and I are making our lunches in the morning before we head off to work. And I leave without taking my sandwich and she goes on this massive quest to return the sandwich to me. But I just loved how simple that idea was. Like my friend who directed it, Annalise, she was just like, I think this is a cool thing. Maybe the missing piece, lighthearted, you know, she was like, you know, people maybe it's something that people will appreciate, just something lighthearted, you know, not like it's a love song, but it doesn't have to be the generic film clip where you see, like, I don't know, oh, you know, like all the classic, you know, things we've seen a million times. And this is a slightly more lighthearted thing. And I just really wanted this sandwich idea to work. And so we were like thinking of ways to do it. And we had a couple of roadblocks, but I was like, we really need to have the sandwich idea. That to me just felt like it had the most engage. It's just engaging. Like, you want to know what happens. So, yeah.
Well, you do. Yeah. Once you see that footage of the tomato and lettuce sandwich, and I think the mustard and stuff, it's like, you do want to keep watching that. And I think that's the trend with videos nowadays. And a lot of artists are doing that, where they have the song and it's about this, but the video clip kind of is something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's still interesting. It's still got that connection, but it's completely different to what the song is about. If someone, if you described the song by watching the video clip and then you hear the song, you wouldn't match it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't.
No.
But there is a serious side of the song, and that is those missing pieces and the missing loved ones. And I'm assuming that was written and put together through COVID.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I know we're still in the situation, but in the 2020 episode of it, how hard was it to write about that?
This story. Yeah. I mean, it was a really, I was glad I could kind of write a song that felt relevant to that moment in time and not make it, you know, on the nose. Like, you know, when you write, be like, it's like, we didn't force it. It was just that, when I was working with Joel over Zoom, we were talking and he was like, what should we write about? I was like, oh, well, you know, like in my personal experience was being separated from my loved ones. And, and I'm sure a lot of people were in that same boat just because of restricted travel. So I just thought, let's try this. And at that time, it's like when you say the idea, it's just like a basic idea. Until it's fleshed out, you don't know if you've got something good, you know. And all the ideas, you know, it's just like, okay, well, maybe this, but maybe it's, you know, how many songs are about people being separated? A billion. But we still, you know, we pursued it, and it was and it came together, you know, like thinking about, like reflecting on memories and then also kind of telling those little happy memories, and then also kind of that theme of like you're missing each other, but you're also you've kind of, there's this consolation that whenever you see each other, it's going to be all good because you got a great thing. So I felt like that was a nice take on it, just because it's like, hey, yeah, it's all good, but we're pretty solid. So when I see you, it's going to be good, and we can kind of withstand the distance and the time.
Did you release this song out of the songs that you had written over the past 3 or 4 years? Did you release this song because you felt that most people would relate to it the most out of all that you have written over this time?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I got an extra boost of motivation to release it. I played it to my parents just before, you know, around like, it would have been like during a lockdown phase in like August. And I remember, I played to them. They're like, oh, they were like, oh, I like it. And they responded to it. And they were like, oh, I love the way the guitar sounds, et cetera. But then they were like, my mum was like, you got to release this because we were heading into Christmas and it was like 7 people were separated. And it was that time of year. And I was like, okay, maybe this song should come out. And I was like, it's been a while. I didn't know if it would react with people, but I just was like, this is telling a story that people might relate to. So I got motivated. I finished, wrote the bridge, sent it to Joel. We went back and forth. Took a while to get it to this point, but we eventually got the production all sorted out. And I, you know, I think it sounds great. The world has kind of remained pretty, separated in a lot of ways. So, I've received some nice messages of people saying that they feel the storyline. Yeah.
So what was the time frame? Because you're saying the time frame from start of Missing Piece to us hearing it on the radio. What is that time frame?
It's always different. But this song was like about a year. Like I think I went into a recording session in May, and then maybe a month later, Joel sent me a demo, and then I was like, oh, this is cool. But I honestly didn't know at that time. I was like, hey, this is good. I tracked the vocals at my at also Edwin White, who co-produced the track. He's my drummer, and I went over to his house, did like eight takes, sent them to Joel. He put them in, and then so we had like a version of the song not too long after. But it really was it sat for a while, and I hadn't really done anything for a couple of months, and I was like, I don't know, I think it's kind of good, but I hadn't really, I don't know, I just, yeah, you never know. That's kind of what we were saying. Like I guess you never know exactly. And so you need an extra boost of motivation. And I listened back to it. I was like, oh, this is such, this is a feeling, this feels good. And then the production phase, all the start of this year, we're going back and forth with guitar parts and guitar ideas and just like an email. It's like email can be a bit like snail pace, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, oh. And you're kind of like, okay, so got to tell someone, they got to take it, head it back. And so it's a bit laborious, but we got there. And I think, I guess all that extra back and forth and all that, you know, equivocating is probably gets you to a more focused quality result. So.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be attached to an upcoming album as well. Are there plans for maybe an album this year with all the stuff you've written?
Yeah, I think I'm still chasing a few tunes, but I think if it's not this year, it'll be you know early next year.
Sure.
And it'll be great to, yeah, I've got some songs I'm really liking and I'm stoked on, but.
Nice.
You always want more. You always want more. But,
yes. Yeah, you'll probably write a lot more before we get to the final track listing of the album anyway. Then it makes the decision so much harder because you don't know what else to put on it. Do I do this one?
I know, exactly. I know. It's like maybe I'll just, it would be cool to have like too many good songs, but at the moment I've just got not enough. So we'll see how we go.
Epic, man. Well, we're absolutely loving Missing Piece, and it's a great storyline, and so many people that can connect to it can really understand what you're explaining there. It's a true masterpiece, that new single, Missing Piece.
Oh, you're a legend. Thank you so much.
Mate, thanks so much for joining us on the show, and we'll catch up again soon, hey?
Mikey, champion. Thank you, mate.